Tierra, you bust all my car windows. For what reason?
Yeah, I absolutely positively did after you put that revenge porn out.
Last Night, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, that was the episode Tierra's naughty tape with her and Akbar. He denied leaking it, but she did admit, I bust the windows out your car. She met with attorney Lisa Bloom. Next week, we'll see the press conference. But MTO, her words, she back weeding. Side eye. More drama with Lyrica and A1. You know, A1 was going to rip off Safari's face at that dinner. Oh, but Ray J almost got his dome cracked by A1 too when the fellas met up to talk about everything going on, and he showed text messages he received between Lyrica and Messy Rockstar.
Look, A1 is my brother, so the only reason why I got into this mess was to help him out. And now Rockstar is showing me the text messages with him and Lyrica? A1 need to open his eyes.
But let's do a rewind to Sunday night, the season finale of Basketball Wives.
I've known Shawnee since she was 6.
You were a lie. You said she was a she's been a since she was 16 years old.
You know, bringing Jen to Amsterdam backfired. Come to find out, much to Evelyn's surprise, she was talking trash about Shawnee's, her mothering skills, said some very unflattering things about her daughter. Of course, she denied it and even gonna call Shawnee a lie. Oh, but when Malaysia threw that table at you, you were shook. And then we had Married to Medicine. Dr. Haveline, now enrolled in anger management. She don't believe Mariah's accusation that her husband, Daddy, well, Damon, cheated on her. Speaking of cheating, Quaz spoke about her marriage with Greg.
For him to have given himself to another woman the way he did, it made me feel like, well, what is it that we have special?
But the Ratchet Recap Award goes to...
Honorable mention, Jennifer Williams of Basketball Wives.
Malaysia, a.k.a. LaQuisha from Compton, thinks that from Compton don't get their beat. CNN breaking news. Yes, people from Compton have gotten up too.
By who? Not by you. You ain't about it like that. Plus, you didn't even show up to the reunion. Runner up, Love and Hip Hop Hollywoods, Brooke Valentine and Ray J.
Lucci, I am not telling you that Safari knocked down Lyrica. They don't know who the baby is.
I'm looking at these texts between Rockstar and Lyrica. You left your ring at the house? Don't tell A1.
Y'all some messy friends. Brooke, you supposed to be cool with Lyrica, and you just couldn't wait to talk about her being pregnant, but the daddy could be Safari, which is ridiculous. Then Ray J, with your messy delivery, trying to look out for your boy, A1, but you was about to get it, because you don't know what to die do, boo. But the crown, former basketball wife, Brandi Maxiel, and her husband, former NBA baller, Jason Maxiel, on Ayanla Fix My Life.
It's more than 50.
Is that marriage proof?
I'll say yes.
Brandi thought Jason had been with 8 women during their marriage, which 8 is still too many for any marriage. Anywho, come to find out it's more than 50. Just during their marriage, he slept with 321 his lifetime, but over 50 during the marriage. I'm like, Ayala, Brandi, why you own him? But you trying to fix your marriage, fix your life, good girl. Ciao. That's your Ratchet Recap, Hot 103 Jams.